Good morning. It's time for chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Matthew chapter 20, verses 1 through 16. The Reverend Craig Mueller is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
The reading appointed for today is from Matthew chapter 20. For the kingdom of heaven is like a master of a house who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. After agreeing with the laborers for a denarius a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And going out about the third hour, he saw others standing idle in the marketplace. And to them he said, "You go into the vineyard too, and whatever is right I will give you." So they went. Going again out at the sixth hour and the ninth hour, he did the same. And about the 11th hour, he went out and found others standing. And he said to them, "Why do you stand here idle all day?" They said to him, "Because no one has hired us." He said to them, "Go into the vineyard too." And when evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, "Call the laborers and pay them their wages, beginning with the last up to the first." When those who were hired about the 11th hour came, each of them received a denarius. Now when those hired first came, they thought they would receive more. But each of them also received a denarius. And on receiving it, they grumbled at the master of the house, saying, "These last worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us, who have borne the burden of the day and the scorching heat." But he replied to them, "Friend, I am doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for a denarius? To what belongs to you, take what belongs to you and go. I choose to give to those last workers as I give to you. Am I not allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me? Or do you begrudge my generosity?" So the last will be first, and the first last. O Lord, have mercy upon us. Well, life isn't fair. How many times have you heard that said by your children, or maybe your parents, or maybe your co-workers here in this building, or by politicians, and maybe even by yourself? We have our own sense of fairness, what is fair and what is not. Our Lord Jesus in our text once again turns things upside down and showing us how the last will be first and the first last. The kingdom of heaven is not like the world that we live in when it comes to wisdom, justice, and fairness. We and the disciples look at it all wrong. We, by our sinful nature, focus on the theology of glory. What have I done? And what have I deserved? And how hard I have worked for my employer, my family, my spouse, and yes, even my God. I may not be perfect, but at least I work longer and harder than Bob in that other cubicle, or Sue in the other floor. They have only recently become Christians and haven't put in the blood, sweat, and tears that I have for Jesus and his vineyard. After all, I even work at the International Center of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. That must count for something. Well, maybe not. Jesus in our text turns that theology of glory thinking into theology of the cross. We need to quit being self-centered, navel-gazing Christians and focus on the Lord Jesus and his kingdom. Thus, Jesus shared this parable that we heard. It just isn't fair what the landowner does. Consider it from the viewpoint of the workers who are hired at the start of the day. You'll sympathize with them very quickly. They're the ones who are up and at them at sunrise, in the marketplace, first thing in the morning. The Lord of the vineyard comes along and offers them the standard deal for a 12-hour shift. They'll work in his vineyard for a day and receive a day's pay at the end. So they go. They put in their hours, even the heat of the day. As they labor and carry the burden of the work, the landowner keeps going back to the marketplace. Each time he finds more who are idle and calls them into his vineyard. The Lord of the vineyard even goes back when there's only 1 hour left in the day. Seems hardly worth his while, one would think. But the day ends, and it's time to collect. Do the math. If those who worked the whole day get a day's pay, then it stands to reason that those who worked 1/12 of the day will get 1/12 of a day's pay. But when those who worked with the least collect their pay, they get it all. Those who worked only half a day still collect all. Surely those who now come up, who work the whole time, are going to get something extra, aren't they? It's only fair. Yet when it's time to collect, these weary workers only get what was promised, a day's pay, as much as everyone else. It's then that the mutterings and grumblings begin from the full-day workers. It isn't fair what this Lord of the vineyard has done to us. We worked a lot more. We should get paid a lot more. But instead, we all get what we were promised. If nothing else, at least we still got our pride. We know who worked here the longest. We know who the real workers are around here. We're not the wannabes. They don't deserve the same status that we do, and at least we can feel good about ourselves. But still, it's so unfair, it just grates on us. So goes the reasoning of the mutterers, and you have to agree that the landowner actually hasn't acted fairly. However, consider the same day from the perspective of the Lord of the vineyard, and that's what Jesus does for us. This parable is not about the business world. Jesus makes it clear that he is speaking about the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven isn't fair. For this we give thanks to God, because we know that all are lost in sin, and the Lord desires to save sinners like us. Therefore, he sends his son Jesus to establish his kingdom, his vineyard. He desires to save sinners, to bring them into his kingdom, to give them a place of security and the reward of eternal life. But the cost is steep for this royal vineyard to open. The Lord must sacrifice his only son for the sins of the world. Because the son pays the price by his death on the cross, then the Lord calls out to all who are idle outside his kingdom, bidding them to leave their worthless activities behind and enter his vineyard of grace. He gathers them to be his within his kingdom, and they are free to do the task that he has called them to do. Husbands and wives are set free to go about the task of loving and serving each other. Parents are set free to care for their children, while children are set free to obey their parents. Employees are set free to do the best on the job, while employers are set free to make employer take care of their employees, all set free to hear the word of God, to tell others, to support the church. These are the sorts of tasks that the Lord gives to those within his kingdom, and for all who are in his kingdom, the reward is sure. He promises them the forgiveness of sins and eternal life. Probably hit home for me when I began my ministry in the parish. I reported to my congregation and faithfully went through my roster of people and went to visit them in their homes. And I met this elder lady who was a very faithful woman of the church, volunteered for everything that the church did. But she married a man when she was a young woman who was a non-Christian. In fact, she was hoping to convert him, but it never happened. And now they're 86 years old. He still never stepped foot in a church door, but she prayed fervently for him and served him as a wife and a faithful partner. But eventually he became very ill, so I had to go to her as a shut-in because he needed 24-hour care. So I would go to her house, sit around the kitchen table, go through the Word of God, devotions, the Lord's Supper. And in the back room, there was her husband with the TV turned really loudly, clearly isolating himself to be not part of this. But as his disease progressed, the TV was turned off. His back was to us, but he kind of was leaning into our conversation. To fast forward, eventually he was at the kitchen table with us, studying the Word of God. And I had the privilege of teaching him the catechism. He repented and was baptized and confirmed as a Lutheran. And we were making plans for him to come to church. And then he became very ill and went to hospice care. So he literally never stepped foot in a church. But now he was a confessing Christian who believed in Jesus as his Savior. So I went back to talk to my elders about doing the funeral in the church. And I was very proud of them. This is one of the parables that we actually studied at our elders' meeting. This is it in real life. This man who came to the vineyard on the 11th hour, rejected God his whole life, but yet he repented and he gets the same reward that those who were born and baptized into the Christian faith. What a miracle of God. See, the reward is guaranteed in full because it's not based on the efforts of workers. It's based upon the work of Jesus, the Lord of the vineyard, who bore the burden of the sins of the world, who suffered the heat of God's day of wrath. Many of us have been brought into his kingdom when we were infants at the font of holy baptism, where God reached down into the muck and mire of our sinfulness, washed us clean, and made us his children to be workers in his kingdom. Some of you, it may have been later in life. For some of you, it may still not even be that 11th hour when you are breathing your last breath. Like the husband of the faithful wife in my congregation, whether you come to the Lord's kingdom near the start, like John the Baptizer, who literally leaped in his mother's womb, or at the end, like the thief on the cross, who repented literally on the 11th hour of his death, all have eternal life in all its fullness because Jesus has died to make it so. The Lord has brought us in for the sake of Jesus who died for us. As we anticipate the glory of heaven, in the meantime, we are set free from sin to go about the task that God gives us. All thanks and praise and glory be to God. Therefore, rather than boast of our works, we confess our sins, the many times we have preferred our works to his will. And always look to the Lord of the vineyard, the God of abundant pardon, who has worked your salvation in his son's death on the cross, the Lord who has called you into his vineyard in holy baptism, who feeds you with his supper, where you receive his body and blood for the forgiveness of your sins and the strengthening of your faith. The Lord, who by forgiveness sets you free to serve in his vineyard. This is how the kingdom works. He pays the price to bring you in. He keeps you in his kingdom by his grace. He rewards you with eternal life because of the work of his Son, your Lord Jesus. Is it fair? Absolutely not. And we give thanks to God. If it were fair, we would be lost. But because the Lord Jesus Christ has unfairly paid the price for your salvation, you can be absolutely certain that you are forgiven of all your sins. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. Today we pray for Chaplain Jacob Scott, who is deployed. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.